The National Alliance on Mental Illness, Columbia County, is sponsoring a symposium called Navigating Advocating Within the Local Criminal Justice System at Columbia Green Community College on September 13th. The event features representatives of law enforcement, the justice system, and mental health officials. Sherry Bolvice, the spokesperson for the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Columbia County, which works to support the mentally ill through education, advocacy, and support. Okay, Sherry, tell us why this is necessary.
Well, thank you, Alan, for giving me the opportunity. People with mental health problems are particularly challenged when they come in contact with the criminal justice system. And also, those who work within the system, I think, can also be challenged in another way when they work with people with mental health problems. Mm. So our purpose really is to open a dialogue and provide education on a two-way street.
Does it occur to you that almost anybody, by definition, who commits, let's say, a major crime, a murder, is usually mentally ill? Don't you have to be mentally ill to do that?
Well, actually, statistics indicate that it's somewhere only between 1-2% of the population with mental health issues fall into that category.
Really? So somebody picks up a gun and kills another human being, you don't think that's mentally ill?
Well, it could very well be an undiagnosed mental illness, yes.
Okay.
But the mentally ill carry a big enough stigma without applying that level, that layer to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes and no. But let's assume that you're right and it's 1%. Can you get down to specifics about things you'd like to see changed and improved?
Well, I think, again, NAMI is a self-help group that promotes education and advocacy. And I think what we want to try to do with this panel first is raise consciousness and to help families navigate the system. It can be an intimidating kind of experience to be involved in the criminal justice system on any level. And having worked in the correctional system myself, I know there are inmates who struggle with mental health problems. So specifically, we're trying to bring people together so that there can be mutual support, respect, and understanding between both the agencies that deal with criminal justice and between families who can somehow find a way to insert themselves in the process on behalf of their loved ones.
Uh-huh. I certainly understand about the agencies coming to this important meeting. I certainly do. But I'm wondering, what is the likelihood of getting potential clients to come to the meeting?
Well, that's a good question. We've certainly tried to advertise the program. We've been in touch with a lot of the community residents in the area, the mental health clinic, the psychiatric unit at Columbia Memorial Hospital will send a representative to the panel. Of course, you're right. Many people are reluctant to get involved with the criminal justice system, and persons with mental health problems probably are particularly that way. So we'll see.
How trained, Sherry, are our police officers? Because after all, they're the first responders. They come upon a very difficult situation, domestic abuse, something like that. Are they trained to your satisfaction?
Well, I think it, of course, like anything else, depends upon the individual officer. I personally have had both positive and negative experiences with those arriving on the scene of a situation. But that's the whole point, is to bring more awareness and to promote more education. I'm sure in their training they have some kind of programs regarding, you know, de-escalating situations and interpersonal communications and things like that. But I think there can always be improvement in training regarding a specific population.
Now, with the downsizing of our major psychiatric centers in New York State, has that affected the way in which criminal justice people do their jobs? In other words, we have major institutions with a lot of patients in them. We don't have those anymore. We have very few beds left. And so the question then becomes, has the fact that we have downsized so many of these psychiatric centers affected the way in which people with mental illness are treated?
Well, the ideal goal was to provide community residences in a home-like setting within all communities to place people who were removed from, quote, institutions.
But that didn't
happen. There are not enough beds, obviously. Yeah. But I think that's why doing a project like this is on the local level is really important. Because in Columbia County, there are several community residents for persons with mental illness. And if you can establish relationships locally, I think your chances of having a better outcome are improved.
So the meeting is on September 13th at the Columbia Green Community College. Who will do the majority of the speaking?
We have representatives from the Sheriff's Office, Columbia County Sheriff. We have a member of the staff from the Columbia County Mental Health Center who actually goes into the local jail, the Columbia County Jail, and works with clients who end up there. We have a city court judge from Hudson. We have the nurse from the Columbia County Jail. We have a public defender. We have district attorney representation. And we have the director of the psychiatric unit at Columbia Memorial Hospital. And it all will be moderated by a local attorney who has a lot of experience in criminal advocacy.
Okay, so if there's one thing you should say now that will get people to come, what would it be?
I would say that you never know when you personally might be required to interface with your local criminal justice system. And it can be very intimidating. I mean, like I said, I worked in the state system for a number of years as a teacher. And even when I was personally involved on a local level, I felt a little intimidated on the other side of the gate.
Sure.
So any kind of information and support that can be provided to families, you never know when you might need that.
To remind everybody, the National Alliance on Mental Illness Columbia County is sponsoring a symposium called Navigating Advocating Within the Local Criminal Justice System at Columbia Green Community College on September 13th at 6:30 in the evening. The event features representatives of law enforcement, the justice system, and mental health officials. Sherry Bolvice is spokesperson for the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Columbia County, which works to support the mentally ill through education, advocacy, and support. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you very much, Alan.